When was the last time you were still? I mean, when you didn't do anything, no work, not sitting still, but your mind was racing a million miles about a list. The definition of still is a deep silence and calm. The Bible says it means to keep silent. Psalms 4, 3 and 4 says, "But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still." The other day when I was dropping off a donation for one of my clients, a lady disrespected me. It happened so quick, but it was intentional. I'm getting an attitude. I feel my blood bubbling up and begin to think about turning around to give her a piece of my mind. I pause for about 30 seconds and ask myself, where did this attitude come from? I've been judged or dismissed in the past and handled it with grace. What changed? I feel something different in my spirit and I don't like it. There are many ways we can be still. When the Bible speaks about a deep silence, in this situation, it means not a surface or no response, but a deep inner calm, peace, and silencing of the enemy's attack. Just because we don't say something doesn't mean we're not saying something in our mind or feeling it in our heart. I remember when I stopped using foul language. I said, if I can't curse in front of my parents, I can pretend my parents are everywhere. I know God hears everything. Anyway, I saw my practice had become real when I stubbed my toe and didn't even cuss in my mind. I just said, ow. Luke 6:45b says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." I will be still and meditate on the ways and the wisdom of the Lord. I want my heart pure and my mind renewed so no matter what challenge I face, God will hear the right words. Father, this is my prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others.